You're tuned into Apex Express, bringing you an Asian and Pacific Islander view from the Bay and around the world. I'm Tara Darabji. In 1947, India and Pakistan won independence from Britain. While the nonviolent struggle of Gandhi is often revered and the story of Indian independence retold, the British partitioning of India and Pakistan rests in the shadows. The 1947 partitioning of India marks the largest land migration in human history. About 10 million people were forced to migrate. An estimated 1 million people died from the rioting and fighting. On April 6, the 1947 Partition Archive is sponsoring an event in Berkeley called Art for Partition to raise awareness about the legacy of partition. The event will include an art auction, a free screening of the movie Earth, and a talk by author Bapsi Sidhwa. We are joined on the line by Bapsi Sidhwa. She is an award-winning Pakistani author of 5 novels, including Cracking India and The Crow Eaters. She strives to bring women's issues of the Indian subcontinent into public discussion. Bapsi Sidhwa, welcome to KPFA.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Bapsi Sidhwa, your novel, Cracking India, is just an incredible account of the partition. And I know for me, it was really instrumental for my own understanding of the partition of India. Why did you focus your artistic work on the partition?
You know, I had only read one novel, Khushwant Singh's A Train to Pakistan. And it was such a defining moment in the history of the subcontinent. And nobody really had written about it, except for a few short stories and things like that. And I grew up hearing whispered conversations about what happened to so-and-so's sister, so-and-so's mother. And, you know, because I was a child, I wasn't told anything. But as I reached adulthood, I realized these women had been kidnapped and raped and brutalized. And I thought, their lives have to be talked about. What happened to them has to be talked about, because really nobody did talk about it. It was considered such a dishonor to the family that nobody would ever talk about it in India or Pakistan, people who had this event happen to them.
And Bapsi Sidhwa, what gave you the courage to break that silence?
It is a sort of a drive within me, I guess, within all writers, that wants to say something, reveal something. It is also powered by compassion, a sense of justice. You know, things like that drive one can't really analyze.
In the story Cracking India, much of it is told from the perspective of a young Parsi girl, and you yourself are Parsi. And what about being from the Parsi community do you think affects your ability to tell the story of partition?
I don't think being a Parsi really matters. It's just that I was in Lahore at the time of partition. I grew up in a sort of a very isolated world and a sort of fantasy world, and this percolated, you know, things percolated in my mind, as happens to a lot of writers. And when the time came to tell a story, I was able to tell it. I did not go to school. I had polio as a child, as this child Lenny has in Cracking India. And because of that and my isolation, there were a lot of silences in my life. And that gave, I think, vent to a sort of compulsion to share my views, to share my thoughts, to share stories, really, not my thoughts or views.
And Bapsi Sidhwa, as you've delved into the subject of partitioning, I mean, it's a horrific story. 10 million people forced to migrate, 1 million people that died. Was there a time in looking at the stories that came out that wanted to be told that was particularly difficult for you to put on the page? What was sort of the most horrific moment that you had to go into as a writer?
Well, you know, I can't write the sort of grim tragedy that has to be part of this novel without getting into farce and comedy. So it alternates with that. And of course, the most horrific moment for me was when I heard about tearing a man apart, two jeeps tearing a man apart, tied to his different legs. And, well, there were many, many such images, you know, which seared into my consciousness, into my heart, so that when I was talking, when I was writing, it just came out, you know. There were many more moments, I guess, than just that. I'd heard horrific stories.
And have you encountered resistance from the work and the way that you tell these stories?
Well, yes, a little bit of resistance, that I'm too candid with sexuality goes. Why do you write so freely about sex? Or, you know, women in the subcontinent are not supposed to do that. And me being isolated as a child, I didn't learn much, so it was a little bit of foolishness that allowed me to indulge in that sort of writing. Then there has been, of course, you know, protests that, you know, somebody said, don't you know we Hindus never kill, and some Muslims are offended, and, you know, that sort of, so a lot of Sikhs were offended. That sort of thing happens. You offend everybody when you're talking about something which is the nature of our personal private Holocaust in Pakistan and India, you know.
And Bapsi Sidwai, I know at the center of your work is the desire to really bring women's issues forward. What do you think right now is the most untold story of women in the Asian subcontinent?
It is the story of every poverty pocket, whether it's India, Bangladesh, Afghanistan. I mean, wherever there's poverty, women find themselves the brunt of all that is evil in that society. You can't begin to really differentiate between different countries of, you know, of the subcontinent, but they are mired, for some parts of society, are mired in poverty, and they suffer the most.
And Bapsi Sidwai, we're really excited to have you coming to Berkeley April 6th. And one of the things that will be part of the event that you'll be speaking at will be a screening of the movie Earth, which is actually one of my favorite movies and based on your novel, Cracking India. How was it for you to have one of your books developed into a film?
Well, you know, as a woman, you learn a lot of humility. And when Deepa said she wanted to make my film, my book into a film, I was delighted. And I was very, very touched that she wanted to make it. Of course, it had to take a different shape. It needed to accommodate her cinematographic vision, her, you know, whatever her cinema vision is. And I was very happy with the result. I didn't have the pride, as I've seen many authors say, oh, this wasn't done well, or that wasn't done well. I was very happy with everything in it. She did the best she could, and I appreciated that.
And it's amazing. I mean, the film itself is breathtaking, and it's thrilling that we'll be able to have a free public screening April 6th at 4 p.m. The actual free public event is from 2 to 7, and we're just delighted to have you in Berkeley, and I look forward to seeing you on April 6th.
So do I. Look forward to seeing you, Tara, and thank you for the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on KPFA and for all the work that you do in creating stories and giving voice to untold tragedies.
Okay, my dear. Thank you.
That was the voice of author Bapsi Sidwai. She will be speaking on April 6th in Berkeley at the Art for Partition event. And right now we're also joined in studio by the event organizer, Maya Smith. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect on April 6th?
Definitely. We have a lot of different activities planned for April 6th. We're starting with the benefit luncheon, in which you will get to hear Dr. Bapsi Sidwai speak. We are also offering a special code for KPFA listeners if they would like to attend the luncheon at a 30% discount. That code is KPFA13 that you can enter in on the link to our website.
Can you give it to our listeners one more time? So there's a special code out there if people want to come to the benefit luncheon. Write it down right now. What is it?
It is KPFA13.
Great. And that'll give listeners of Apex Express and other KPFA listeners 30% off. And then the rest of the event is free, right? Starting at 2 o'clock?
That is correct. So at 2 o'clock, we start understanding partition. We will have music and poetry, as well as renowned scholars talking about the effects of partition and the importance of collecting personal histories.
Because the whole thing with the partition archive is that you all document stories from survivors of the partition from both sides and really keep that oral history alive and collect that for generations and future generations.
That is correct. And during this free event, we will also have a panel of partition eyewitnesses. So you'll get to hear their voice and their personal stories.
And then in addition to the art, then there's a free movie screening of Earth, right? One of my favorite movies of
all
time.
That's right.
Great. And so people, do they need to register or can they just come down for the free part? What do you recommend, Maya?
I recommend that you register and you can find the link on our website to reserve space. But it is free and you can show up the day of the event.
Great. And what's the website for the event?
It is www.1947partitionarchive.org.
One more time for our listeners.
www.1947partitionarchive.org.
What's the address of the event?
The address is the UC Berkeley Skydeck. It's the penthouse floor at 2150 Shattuck Avenue. That is right outside the downtown Berkeley BART station.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us on Apex Express.